think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. In all the competing schools, all the competing schools, all the competing schools. I can't wait to cart this off.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. This is, of course, On the Town with Mikey D. Right here, from the heart of the WMFO studios, the very heart of local New England music. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I am your hostess, Lils, and tonight we've got an incredibly stacked show. Got a whole bunch of new material for you. Got a whole bunch of new songs for you from a variety of sources. And do we have guests? Oh boy, do we have guests. The Chelsea Curve will be joining us later to talk about their new single coming out on Red Records. Following that, an appearance from Sharp Class, courtesy of the Chelsea Curve, whom they are good friends with, as I am led to understand. Also later in the evening, what else? A delightful performance from Studio D, live. It's the return of Chica Fuego and the Gringos, come with another delightful acoustic set. For now, though, let's get to some new tunes, shall we? Here's Have No Fear, brand new release from Slider, freshly released for Bandcamp Friday, last Friday. Here we go. We'll be right back.
girl, cause your eyes dance in your head. And I ask you if you love him, you say hardly. But then you always wake up in his bed. I tried to tell her, but she says she got no friend. Yeah, she's under the spell of a shady incel. She said, drop me off at Charlie's and I never ever saw her again. Again, 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 no. Oh. And when you see Charlie, tell him that I'm on my way. And when you see Charlie, such a nice guy, he's got cash. He's such a nice guy, who's such a nice guy, such a nice guy, he gave her his stash. Hey, did you hear what happened to Laura? Charlie lost another friend. Yeah, they found her face down in the water. And it's no coincidence it happened again. Yeah, it happened again. And when you see Charlie, tell him that I'm on my way. And when you see Charlie,
remembering how we used to be on Salt Lake.
Fine block of local New England music to get us started out right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. In that first block, brand new from Slider with Have No Fear, following that Charlie by Detention and the Secrets into Salisbury Beach by the McCritters, and Brother Sun with Moonlighting. As we move on to yet another block, later on in the evening we've got special interviews by the Chelsea Curve, as well as, pulling it up right now, Sharp Class, and a special performance, once again, returning to the program, Chica Fuego and the Gringos. For now, though, here's, what do we got next? Brand new from Muddy Ruckus, here's Adeline.
We'll be right back. Tell me more. Thank you.
another fine block of local New England goodies. You are not listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Haha, I got you. You were so fooled. Anywho, brand new from Muddy Ruckus with Adeline leading off that first block. Following that, I Want You to Know by Rebecca Lamb, Into Lonely Days by Senseless Optimism. And just now we heard Unrequited High Fives in The Long as Nights. In just a little while, we'll be talking with the Chelsea Curve and Sharp Class. But for now, how's about one more block of music for your ears, for your listening goodness? Here's brand new from Idol Pilot. Here's Feign Surprise.
Caught a glimpse of forever.
We're doing it. We are doing it. You have no idea why I'm saying that. We brought that in directly from off the air. And that last block, such as it was, that block of one song, Feign Surprise, brand new from Idol Pilot. For now, though, I've been warning you nonstop, and true to my word, I must inform you, I am loath to admit, we've got not just the Chelsea Curve in studio, but also Sharp Class are in studio at the same time. Whoa. Introduce yourselves, if you would be so kind, into the microphones.
Yeah, I'm Tim from the Chelsea Curve.
I'm Linda from the Chelsea Curve.
I'm Declan from Sharp Class.
I'm Ollie from Sharp Class.
And I'm Billy from Sharp Class.
Very nice. Could you guys just like talk directly into the mic? I couldn't really pick you guys up so well. Oh, wait, that might have been the wrong microphone. Oh, shoot.
How are we?
Hold on one second while I try to figure this thing out.
Hello.
And we'll just keep on talking just a little bit while I try to figure this crud out.
Oh.
Crud. I'm vamping for time. I'm vamping for time. I am vamping for time. Try now.
Heyo.
There we go.
Okay, hi.
It was set on mic four instead of mic three for whatever reason.
Isn't that silly?
This is already going off to an absolutely bonkers start.
So I'm still
for sure.
Tim from Chelsea Curve.
And I'm still Linda from the Chelsea Curve.
Anyway, that's our interview.
No.
So, Chelsea Curve, you guys were just in the Rock and Roll Rumble, as I understand it.
We were.
That is true.
Yeah.
An event I believe I've heard referred to as the World Series of Boston Music. Granted, I may have pulled that direct from the press release that you were so kind enough to link me to.
True.
I've been keeping track of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not so ignorant.
It was wicked fun.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that.
Lots of rock, lots of roll, lots of Funyuns, lots of great people. We had a blast.
Yeah, you know, it's just a great community thing for the Boston rock scene, and we were lucky enough to make it to the finals, and here we are now.
All right.
Not the winners.
Winners, n't.
Ah, well. There's always next time, I assume.
We'll see.
I think I know what the rules for this thing are. Like earlier on, played a Detention in the Secret song. They were.
Yeah,
good friends with Detention. That was
absolutely
and huge shame to see them go, but
oh, yeah.
You know, very glad to see One Fall Win. They're a pretty rad group.
Yeah, they're amazing.
It. They were so cool.
Right. So, as I understand it, there's a specific reason why not just you are here, but also our good friends in Sharp Class that I am looking at directly across this table at this very moment.
Look at them.
maybe you'd care to expand upon that.
Well, okay. So, long story short, stumbled across this awesome band, Sharp Class, a while ago. Love their music. Love their songs. Their energy. So great. Last year we played a show with them in London, decided that we should do it again, but here in the United States. So we are going to play three sets in Providence, in Portland, and in Somerville with these guys. And
it's like a little miniature New England tour of sorts.
New England tour, and they just showed up, and they're ready to go.
We came out of nowhere, basically. Just turned up and appeared.
Yeah.
Literally out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, naturally occurring.
We do that a lot, for some reason. Yeah, it just happens.
In the beginning, there was Sharp Class. Then just a whole lot of filler.
Pretty much, yeah.
And now we're here, at this point, amidst so much stuff. So why don't you guys tell us about yourself? Introduce yourselves to America.
Of course, yeah, we'll gladly do that.
America, meet Sharp Class.
Well, if you couldn't tell, we're not from the US of A. We're from a little island called the United Kingdom. So, we're from the UK. We're into, like the Chelsea Curve, we're a three-piece. We're very much influenced by the whole kind of mod scene. So in terms of like the jam,
mad pop,
yeah,
right.
The power pop kind of stuff, the Who,
Kinks,
the Kinks, love the Kinks, yeah. All that kind of stuff. That's what we're what kind of got us into it, and is our influences really, all that kind of stuff, and we kind of share it with the Chelsea Curve as well, and you know, yeah. So that's our influence. We're three piece guitar, bass, drums. Yeah, and we kind of we call ourselves a power trio, which I think is a term that we share with them, with the Chelsea Curve as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Absolutely.
Two power trios.
But they really put the power in power trio.
We try our best. We try our best.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
We give it a go. But if I'm not mistaken, I think we've like you said earlier, we've got there's a show with three.
Yes.
Three trios.
Yes, the tomorrow night in Providence is three power trios. So I was thinking it should be like, what did I say?
Yeah, what was that phrase?
It was the, like, three.
Trifecta
three,
of trios.
Three to the power of.
Three to the power of three. Yeah. Three to the power pop three.
That was it, yeah.
I was like trying to do math, but I'm not very good at math, so there you go.
Yeah.
A real trifecta of power trios.
There you go, that too.
Power trio cubed.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a math joke for you.
It went over my head.
Sorry.
We know math terms. So, yeah. Sounds very good. So that's going to be, like as you mentioned, that's going to be Providence, Rhode Island, Somerville, Massachusetts, Portland, Maine. Not necessarily in that order. I think I might have switched around the Maine and Somerville.
That's very good, though. Yes.
Ah, okay.
Providence, Portland, then Somerville.
Right.
Who else is going to be on those bills?
Good question. We are playing tomorrow in Providence with 123 Astronaut.
Oh, I love 123 Astronaut.
Me
They're great.
Too. And also on the bill will be DJ Mike Joshua,
mm-hmm.
Who is awesome, and us. So that'll be the Providence night one. The next two nights share the same bands and DJ. So, In Portland and Somerville will be Muck and the Myers and Tiger Bomb and DJ Sherman, along with Sharp Class and the Chelsea Curve.
Hmm. I know those guys. I know those bands. They're really good. They're real good bands.
Yes. In varying orders.
Yes, mm. Yeah. The orders will be different, but it's going to be like a super awesome garage pop mod rock.
Mm. Sounds like a rollicking good time,
it will
as it
be
were.
Yes. Rollicking.
Right.
Indeed.
Fantastic. What else? What else is new? As I understand it, you and Chelsea Curve are recent, maybe not so recent, additions to the Red on Red Records lineup.
Oh, we've been there from the start.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. And
speaking
I'm completely wrong.
Speaking of Detention, Detention is also a Red on Red band.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But,
forgot about that.
We do have a new single out today. Da, 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 da.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
It's called How Can I Resist You? And so that's brand new out on Red on Red Records. And so that's cool.
Yeah, and we're kind of all celebrating new releases because Sharp Class has put out their first album not too long ago. And
we
so
did, yeah.
There's a lot of new material in this configuration here.
There's new material to be played and performed.
Right.
Fine time for local level music,
right?
I would say.
So. Absolutely.
And I would say, like, New England scene in particular has never been more vibrant.
Yeah, I think we got our mojo back.
I can't speak to, like, how is, like, the local scene in England, like, currently?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good, to be honest.
Give us the forecast.
It's okay.
Depends where you go.
Yeah, it depends where you go, because it's... Because we're such a small island, you can get everywhere by car very quickly. So
I see.
So for us, for example, we're 2 hours away from Manchester, we're 2 hours away from Liverpool, 2 hours away from London.
Northampton.
How far are we from Northampton? About an hour, maybe.
Mm.
So, you know, we're very close, and so it's great. You can get around and get to all these different major cities and get into the scene and things like that. But, yeah, it's great. I mean, I think there is more of a buzz around music in general, maybe everywhere, not just the United Kingdom, after coming out of the pandemic and everything. I think there's
oh, for sure.
More of a buzz around music, live music as well. Which is just brilliant. A, for performers and people in bands, and B, for people who love music and want to see live bands.
Absolutely. Like, even for all the strides I feel like we've all made post-pandemic, I still feel like there's still so much more work to be done in terms of, like, you know, just revitalizing just local scenes just the whole world over.
Yeah, yeah. But we could say, from first-hand experience, you know, when we were in the UK last year, it's a good scene over there. And
that's
and
great.
These guys play a lot, and
we try our best. Yeah, which is we like to
also
get around.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do get around.
We've definitely covered some miles.
Oh yeah,
including 4,000 at this point in the past 2 days or whatever.
I mean that's a lot more miles than most bands have traveled.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's great. It's like I say, it's great to be able to get around and to be able to cross the pond, as they say. Come over here and experience it over here. It's brilliant. So we're utterly thrilled and do really look forward to it.
Great experience.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I wish you guys nothing but the best on that tour.
Thank you.
I can't speak to necessarily all the venues, but I've been to the Parlour before over in Rhode Island. That's a fun time for sure. As I understand it, you're not just going to be, like, you guys aren't just going to be stopping in Somerville just to play music.
Yes, you're going to be...
That's queuing you guys up for the record store thing.
I'll pop in, yes.
Yeah, probably
they're going to be at Stereo Jacks in Somerville, Stereo Jacks Records, between 5 and 6. Do I have that right? 5 and 6 this Saturday. They'll be there to say hi for a meet and greet. They'll have their album on CD and vinyl and some t-shirts. That's Tales of a Teenage Mind.
That's the one.
Like
Linda said, it's going to be on CD and vinyl. So we've managed to get them over here across the seas. But yeah, we look forward to it because it's a first for us in general. We've not done something like this. So we do really look forward to it. And if you like vinyl, come and have a look, because I know you like vinyl if you're listening to this.
Yeah,
to this.
Absolutely.
I can tell.
It can be assumed.
Yeah. But I mean, if you don't like vinyl, then you probably like CDs. So, you know.
And if you don't like CDs, I'm afraid there's nothing for
you. It's the end of the line. Yeah, it's the end of the line.
Well, you just better come to the live show.
I don't suppose you guys managed to bring cassette tapes.
No,
not quite yet.
I would like to have a cassette. That's for the future.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, because there was that huge, well, maybe not so huge, but like that sort of underground level movement of like cassette tapes are coming back. Like, I know when I used to work in music distribution, like there was a big like cassette store day thing going on. I'm very curious if that's still going on.
What about 8-tracks? Does anyone do that?
Yeah.
I don't think people are willing to go that retro necessarily. Like, I mean, we'll know it's reached like the most ridiculous point once they're bringing like, you know, Wax Cylinder Store Day into existence. Actually, that might
like
be a lot of fun.
One and a quarter tracks per side. I mean, you know,
maybe as a collector's item, maybe.
Yeah, for
Wax
sure.
Wax Cylinder.
Like a Kickstarter reward or something like that.
Only 5 of them made. That kind of thing.
All right. Thank you very much for popping into the studio for a bit. The Chelsea Curve and Sharp Class. Before we bring ourselves back into some music, how about we give a listen to that brand new track that we made mention of earlier from the Chelsea Curve, freshly released. Here's...
How Can I Resist You?
Fantastic.
Life. could rub this eight off a sod.
Nice short block for you right there. The Chelsea Curve with their brand new single, How Can I Resist You? Followed by something a little bit unorthodox. Track from honorary New England musicians, Sharp Class. That was I've Got It Coming. Wonderful interview from those fine fellows in the Chelsea Curve and Sharp Class. Go check them out at their various tour dates. Check them out in Somerville, check them out in Providence, check them out in Portland. Just go check them out. Guys, I rarely ask you for much. Go do that. Go check them out, will ya? Go check them out. Here's brand new from...